Well, how have your attitudes been this week?
大家这个星期的心情和态度怎么样？
Did you notice anybody saying, "It's not my fault"?
这星期有没有大家说啊，这不是我的错？听到过这样的话没有？
We're talking about adjusting our attitudes, and we want to continue that this morning.
我们今天呢还要继续讲我们的调整心态的这一个系列。
Does anybody know what this is?
大家知道不知道这个图片上是一个什么样的东西？
It's in the cockpit of an airplane.
这是在飞机驾驶舱里边的一个仪器。
It's called an attitude indicator.
就是一个高度和水平的一个仪器，指示器。
Now, this is really true. I thought, like what John thought, that it should be called an altitude indicator, but it's really called an attitude indicator.
在飞机上确实是叫做态度指示器，其实是指示高度还有水平的。
And you can see where right here it shows how the wings are back and forth, whether the wings are tilting this way or that way.
这个水平的方向呢，是指示这个机的机翼的平衡度。
And it also determines, tells you whether your nose is pointing down or whether your nose is pointing up or whether it's level.
然后垂直的呢，是表示飞机是在向上飞还是向下飞。
It's very important. I had a friend who had a single engine airplane. He flew it and he let me take the wheel or the whatever you call it for a while.
这个是非常重要的一个仪器。我的以前朋友呢是个飞行员，他让我也开过一次飞机。
It's really hard to keep that plane exactly right.
非常非常很困难的一件事情，把这飞机让它能在一水平的方向飞行。
So what happens if this is our airplane and you go like this too long?
如果你飞行的时候那个机头朝下，时间太长的话，肯定是会那个跨时轮顶啊。
Or you go like this too long.
你也可以斜着飞，但是肯定是会在原地转圈儿。
So they're very, very important. And I thought, well, you know, it would be really nice to have one of those for the Christian life.
我也觉得这个其实对我们的基督徒来讲的话，也应该有这么一个态度的指示器。
Because really, going by this attitude meter, it says your attitude determines your altitude.
其实呢，确实是这样啊，我们的态度来决定我们的高度。
Makes sense. If you're pointing up, your altitude is going to go higher. You're pointing down, it's lower, even the same.
就像飞机一样，机头向上向上飞，机头向下就向下飞。
And actually, in the Christian life, we do have an attitude indicator. He's called the Holy Spirit.
其实呢，我们做基督徒的每一个人都有一个态度的指示器，那就是我们的圣灵。
And he will show us how our attitudes are doing if we ask him and if we pay attention to what he's showing us.
如果我们向圣灵启示的话，我们就会知道我们现在的态度是什么样的状况。
So think back over the past 7 days. What determined your attitude?
我们想一想，过去一星期7天里边一些决定我们心情和态度的状况的东西，
Was it your circumstances?
是我们的生活的情景吗？
Other people?
是别的人吗？
The weather?
是天气吗？
Problems?
是问题吗？
Victories?
是胜利吗？
Or did you decide not to let other things and people control your attitudes?
或者你决定不让一些其他的人或事来控制你的情绪、态度。
I'd like you to read this quote with me.
大家一起来读。
It's not what happens to you that really matters. What really matters is your attitude towards what happens. And so I've titled my sermon this morning, as you know, "Poor Me."
今天我的正道主题就是我是一条可怜虫。
I have a very good friend by the name of George.
我有一个好朋友，大家都知道，他名字叫乔治。
And sometimes when he talks about having a bad day or things going wrong, he'll say, "Poor me."
乔治总是说，当每有一天他过得非常不愉快或不好的时候呢，他就会说，哎呀，我好可怜啊。
Do we have any fans here this morning of Winnie the Pooh?
你们有没有很喜欢 Winnie the Pooh 的粉丝？
Who's your favorite character?
谁是 Winnie the Pooh 里边你们最喜爱的角色？
All right, some Tiggers, some Poohs. How about Eeyore?
你们都喜欢里面这个小驴吗？它叫 Eeyore。
And I have an Eeyore hat. I bought it at the garage sale for $1, and I was going to wear it this morning, and I totally forgot it.
那个我们瑞安牧师呢，他有一个这个 Eeyore 的帽子，他以前在那个就是车库里边清仓甩卖的时候买的，但是今天忘了带了。
Here's some. I was going to show a video of it too, but I couldn't get a good enough quality, so I just have some quotes from him.
对啊，我也想给大家看一看一些这个这多媒体的。录像，但是没找到非常好的，所以只能有一些他一会儿讲的一些话。
So here are some of his better known quotes. Not much of a house, but just right for not much of a donkey.
讲这房子呢也不怎么样，但是呢对我这个 donkey 来讲的话呢，那也就差不多了吧。
And could be worse, not sure how.But it could be.
哎呀，这事情可能更坏，但是我也不知道怎么样，但是绝对是可以再坏的。
If it is a good morning, which I doubt.
今天到底怎么样？我也我很不清楚。
I never get my hopes up, so I never get let down.
原来我从来没有希望，所以也不会被希望那个让我觉得很失望。
And one last one, end of the road, nothing to do, no hope of things getting better.
最后来讲的话，没有任何事情可以做，也没有希望让我们会觉得会更好。
Well, I can't say it as well as what Eeyore does, but you get the idea.
我们那个牧师没有像一会儿的那个用那样生态的生动的话来讲出来，但是你能够感觉到这个一会儿这个的性格哈。
Are you familiar with some of the spirituals that were sung in years past and are still sung today?
我们讲讲现在的这个诗歌。
Here's one that says, Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrows. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah.
讲到没有人知道我的痛苦，没有人知道我的悲伤，没有人没有人见过我见过的苦难，然后嘿呀，哈利路亚。
Well, some of you may be saying this morning, Oh, I don't feel sorry for myself.
大家可能有一些朋友们会讲我从来不会自我可怜。
Never? Really?
从来没有过吗？
Have you ever said, why does it always have to happen to me?
你以前都没讲过为什么这些事情总发生在我身上。
Have you ever said, why am I always the one who's left out?
为什么我总是一个被一个人孤立？
Or why should I even try? Things will never work out.
为什么我总是尝试却总是失败？
Or why does everybody pick on me?
为什么大家总是针对我？
Or even I can't stand that person because they do so many things so well for me.
我实在是不能够忍受那些过得很顺利的人。我好可怜。
So when's the last time you felt sorry for yourself?
上一次你有自怜的情况是什么时候呢？
Why did you feel sorry for yourself?
你为什么会自我可怜？
Let's see how honest you can be. Turn to someone this morning and tell them, when's the last time and why?
我们可以互相向你们的在座的朋友互相讲一讲你们上一次自怜的状况，看大家有多诚实。
You remember time?
Oh, it was very recent. Yeah, I got into the ER room, admitted in the hospital, then got my basement flooded, and my tire flat, and I got to change 4 tires. All these events that I don't want to pay. What happened at the same time?
For me. Well, I haven't had anything major happen recently, but even little things like when I'm working and I have extension cord to get wrapped around everything, always happens. Well, going by the sounds of things, we all have that problem once in a while, don't we?
看大家这么讨论这么热烈，肯定我们都有一些类似的一些情况自怜的一些情况。
And just in case you might happen to feel super spiritual this morning because you don't think you have any of these pity parties for yourself.
今天呢 也许你会觉得你非常的这个超级属灵，以上讲的这些状况，自然的状况呢 都没有发生在你的身上。
Let's take a quick look at a couple super spiritual people in the Bible and see that they also had pity parties for themselves.
让我们来看一看圣经里边这些超级属灵的人们，他们也会有一些自怜 的状况发生在他们的身上。
Job said, terrors overwhelm me. My dignity is driven away as by the wind. My safety vanishes like a cloud, and now my life ebbs away. Days of suffering grip me. I cry out to you, O God, but you do not answer.I stand up, but you merely look at me.
约伯呢，在约伯讲到说，恐惧笼罩着我，我的尊荣随风而去，我的荣华如云散消散。如今我的生命将近，痛苦的日子抓住我。上帝啊，我向你呼求，你不回应；我站起来，你也不理睬。
And see if you know who this man is. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life.I am no better than my ancestors.
让你们猜一猜这位属灵大神是谁啊？来到一棵罗藤树下，坐下来祷告求死，说：耶和华啊，我受够了，求你取走我的性命吧，我不比我的祖先强。
And God asked him, "What are you doing here?" And he replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with a sword."I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too.
然后当神向他问他有什么，问他发生了什么事情，他说：我一向热心侍奉万军之上帝耶和华，但以色列人背弃你的约，拆毁你的祭坛，残杀你的先知，现在只剩下我一个人，他们还要杀我。
Does anybody know who this man was?
你知道这位是谁吗？
Elijah.That's right.
Yeah, 他就是以利亚。
And we could talk about many others, but it is important to overcome this poor me attitude for several reasons.
我们也可以讲一讲其他圣经里边属灵的超级属灵的人物，但是呢，最重要的就是我们一定要克服这个自怜的这种心态。
You can become an Eeyore. It can become a habit.
你可以变成我们刚才讲过的这个 Eeyore 哈，它就变成了一个习惯。
We're probably all going to go through times like this of self-pity when things are going bad and we wonder what God is doing.
我们肯定都会经历过这样的状况哈。当我们自己自怜的时候呢，会想，我们的神在做什么呢？或者他不在做什么呢？
But don't let it become a habit because it can.
但是不要让这样的想法成为一种习惯，因为它确实可以成为一种习惯。
Can also become an excuse.
也可以变成一种借口。
We're not doing what we should do.
因为我们没有做我们应该做的事情。
And for pointing the finger at others when we should be taking the responsibility ourselves.
我们也会责怪别人，其实我们其实应该自己承担责任的那一位。
Can also result in blaming God.
我们呢也会责备我们的上帝，我们的神。
And it can be a trap of Satan.
它也可以是魔鬼撒旦的一个罗网和诡计。
Do you know that Satan wants you to come to the conclusion that God is not good?
魔鬼肯定是希望你能够有这样的结论，那就是我们这位上帝是不好的。
He wants us to keep from ever trying to reach the potential that God has for us.
他呢，总是在路上设置路障，让我们不能够实现神给我们的所有的潜能。
He also knows that this attitude, as it continues, if it continues, leads to depression.
他也知道，如果我们继续走在这条自怜的路上呢，我们最后就会抑郁。
Well, we can look at several passages in the Bible that have to do with this topic, but we don't have time for that.
我们也可以看一看圣经里面一些话语，专门是讲到这个态度的问题，但是我们今天没有足够的时间。
So we're only going to look at one person, and his name is Asaph, and Psalm 73.
我们今天呢，所以呢，就专注在。一个人的身上，他的名字叫亚述，是从诗歌里边第73章。
He's very honest and open about his feelings and the experience that he had.
他呢是一个非常诚实的人，至少在他的感受方面，以及在他的生活经历方面。
Now Asaph was a Levite and he is one of King David's choir leaders.
亚萨呢，他是一个立位人，而且他是在这个大卫王的诗歌班里面做一个领导。
It might be interesting to see how differently he would lead the choir if he were leading the choir this morning.
可能会非常有意思，看到那个亚萨是如何领导当时的这个诗班的，就像我们今天可能不太一样，和我们的领导方式。
But he's very gifted in music, and he's also called a prophet in the Bible.
他呢是在这个音乐方面很有天赋，而且呢，他也被当事人称作先知。
And even though what we read this morning is very depressing, he was actually appointed by King David to give constant praise and thanks to God.
尽管这个挺有意思的一个诗歌，因为他呢本身呢有这种情绪哈，但是呢他是却告诉大卫王呢去向主祷告献赞美。
So if you turn your Bibles to Psalm 73, we're going to look at this in a little more detail.
对啊，如果你现在翻到圣经诗歌诗篇第73篇，我们来一起研读这一章。
If you'd like to follow along, there's an outline on the back of your bulletin of some things for you to fill in. If you'd like to do that.
而且我们的小册子后面也有一个提纲，你可以那个就是使用它，如果你愿意的话。
Now I'm going to share a lot more things than what's on that outline. And so if you ever want more of what I share, I can email the PowerPoint to you, or you can ask me for more details afterwards.
我今天呢主要是讲讲大纲上面的事情，但是如果你要想知道更多的、学习更多的话呢。可以跟我联系，我会把我的这个幻灯片也发送给你。
So the first question we want to ask is, what caused the poor me attitude in verses 3 through 12?
从第3到第12节，我们来看一看是什么造成了我是一条可怜虫的这种心态。
And it can actually be summarized in one statement. He compared himself to those who seemed to have it better than he did.
其实呢，就用一句简单的话来讲，就是呢，他经常把自己去和比他过得稍微好一些的人做比较。
In verse 3, he looked at their wealth and said, Oh, look at them, they're prosperous.
他第3章里面讲到说，这些恶人呢，他们亨通。
And then in verse 12, he said they increased in their wealth.
讲到他们的财富日增。
And then he said, Well, from my observation, they don't have any problems.
从他的这个角度来观察，他们没有任何的问题。
They didn't have struggles.
他们没有任何的挣扎。
They were free from the burdens common to man.
他们的生活很平一很平顺。
They were always carefree.
他们也不需要劳苦。
And then he looked at their health.
然后他们看看他的这个健康。
In verse 4, he said, "Oh, their bodies are healthy and strong."
讲到他们的身体健康很强壮。
Verse 5 says they weren't plagued by human ills.
他也不像其他的世人一样生病遭难。
And then he talked about their freedom from consequences.
然后讲到他们，没有任何不受任何惩罚。
They were wicked, and God seemed to bless them instead of judge them.
尽管他们是恶人，主没有去惩罚他们，反而去祝福他们。
It's like Asaph was saying, "Look, God, I'm the one following you."
就像这个亚萨讲说，我是一位那跟随你的人。
These people hate you. Why is it that you're blessing them and not me?
那这些人呢，却憎恨你，但你为什么却保守他们，赐福他们，没有赐福我
？Have any of us here this morning ever done any comparisons like that to other people who have it better than us?
我们在座有没有和别的人攀高枝，然后比较？
Well, when we do this unrealistic comparison to those who appear to have it better than us, will result in a poor me attitude. I will guarantee it.
当我们在座的去做这种比较的话，我能够向你保证，绝对会有这种自怜的这种心态。
If you're feeling poor me this morning, is that the reason why?
如果你今天有这种感受，这是不是造成这个感受的原因呢
？Well, what resulted from the poor me attitude?
我们来看一看。这个自怜的这个结果是什么
？He said his feet had almost slipped.
他讲到他险些滑倒。
Now the Bible talks in Psalms about God giving our setting our feet on a rock and giving me a firm place to stand.
这个诗篇里面第40章也讲到说，他把我的脚放在一个岩石上，然后让我有一个非常坚固的地方可以站立。
And what happened is that Asa's poor me attitude was like rain and mud, which made the rock very slippery, and he said his feet almost slipped.
他讲到这个自怜的心态呢，就像大雨和这个稀泥，他尽管他在你站在岩石上呢，却让你险些滑倒。
He nearly lost his foothold.
他那几乎失脚跌倒。
Take a look at this little guy. You think he's solid?
你看看这个小朋友在爬树，你觉得他是不是很站得很稳
？It wouldn't take much at all for him to lose his foothold and go right down.
这也不会说他很容易掉下来，其实。
It happened to me when I was just about his age.
我曾经这样是发生在我的身上。
Now some of you know I'm a hunter, so I will go up into tree stands, and there's an important rule that you should always follow when you're climbing a tree.
我呢是一位猎手，我经常会爬到树上，在最爬树上呢有一个有一个你要遵守一个原则。
God has given us 2 feet and 2 hands to climb with.
主给我们两只手两只脚然后爬树。
And the rule is always have 3 of those in contact with a tree or wherever you're climbing at one time.
这个原则就是说你每次爬树的时候至少要有3个接触点在这个树上。
That along of course with a safety belt and it will keep you from falling or even being killed in a fall.
同时呢你也需要有一个安全锁然后系在树上。
So as we look at these two, his feet almost slipped, he nearly lost his foothold, they're really a picture of how close he came to just losing his faith in God and walking away and saying, forget it, it's not worth it.
我们看到这两处的时候呢，我身陷险地，几乎失脚跌倒，就看到他信心上非常动摇，就险些就是弃身而去。
And in verse 3 it tells us he envied.
然后第三节里讲到他嫉妒。
And of course, envy or coveting is against one of the Ten Commandments, and it will destroy us if we stay in that.
我们都知道这个嫉妒呢，是违反十诫的。如果我们总是这样的话，当然，最后就是毁坏的一个结局。
And he felt his life following God was in vain.
他感觉他追随神的这个生活是徒然的。
And then in verse 14 it tells us he counted his problems.
然后第十四节讲到他天天的那个来数他的痛苦。
How many of you know the song "Count Your Many Blessings, Name Them One by One"?
你们知道不知道这个一首诗歌的名字叫说来数我的祝福，一一来列出我的祝福。
I have another stanza for it. I don't recommend that you sing it, but it's sometimes what we do.
我有另外一个歌词，我并不是建议大家去唱这个，但是有的时候我们确实是我们确实要唱，我们也来唱这样的。
Count your problems, name them one by one. Count your problems, see what Satan has done. Count your problems, name them one by one. Count your many problems and be depressed when you are done.
这歌词就是说，来那个数我的，来看我的问题，那个一个接着一个，来看我的问题，然后看看魔鬼是在对我如何的作为，来数数我的问题，然后列出我的问题，然后列出我有多少问题，然后最后。我就变得非常的这个沮丧。
And verse 16 tells us, as we would logically guess, that he was depressed. Who wouldn't be, right?
最后呢，他就讲第十六节就讲到了，他就真的是觉得很沮丧，很抑郁。
It's hard not to get depressed just listening to what he said.
就是，即使今天我们听一听他历史的这些事情，也会让我们觉得非常的这个沮丧。
How many of you, as we were reading the scripture this morning, thought, "What in the world is this all about?"
今天在我们当读这个经节的时候，你们会想，我们今天为什么要讲这几处经节呢
？That's why I wanted us to read the rest of the story.
所以呢，我想让大家来把这个从整章的来读一下整章，来了解一下到底这里面在讲什么。
And verse 21, he felt grief in his heart.
然后第二十一节讲到他感到悲伤。
He felt bitterness in his spirit.
他讲到他心如刀绞。
He judges himself, saying he was senseless and ignorant.
讲到他非常的愚昧无知。
And he also said he was a brute beast before God. All of this in verse 22.
呀，在第二十二节里面，他又讲到，他如同在神面前，他如同畜类。
Wow, it's no wonder he wasn't depressed.
所以能够看到他为什么非常的抑郁。
What a picture of the sad state of his life.
啊，这是一个非常好的图画，来揭示他当时那个这个生活的一个状况。
Poor me.
我好可怜啊。
You know what? If we sit around and do the same, if we compare ourselves to other people and we sit around and count our problems, we will be saying, poor me, no chance of getting better.
你知道吗？如果我们就像亚萨一样，在这里边坐着，然后呢，只是想一想我们经历的痛苦，然后为我们自己而自己可自我可怜，最后的结局就是要就会有这样的态度。
But the transition is in verse 17. Look at verse 7, 16, first of all, and then verse 17.
这个第十七节呢是一个转折点，我们来看一看第十七节里边是怎样讲的。
Verse 16 says, When I tried to understand all of this, it was oppressive to me till.
第十六节呢讲到说，我想明白这一切，却百思不得其解，直到。
Till means actually until.
这个 till 呢就是 until， 就是直到的意思。
This means something changed.
就讲到有些事情发生了，改变了。
Aren't you glad?
你们是不是很高兴？
What if I said, well, that's our sermon this morning. Have a good week. And stop there.
如果我今天讲啊，今天这就是我们的那个正道，然后现在就结束了，你们会心里怎么想
？So what cured this poor me attitude?
如何能够这个医治这个自怜的这种心态
？Well, look at verse 17 again.
让我们来看一看第十七节。
Till I entered the sanctuary of God.
直到我进入神的圣所。
Now I wish I had time to develop that a little bit more, but I'm just going to say this morning, until he spent some time with God.
好，其实呢，可以，这在对于这一节的话，会有很多可以和大家来分享。但是我今天只是简单的来讲一讲。
He got to the place where God could teach him and remind him.
他到了就是说神可以教导他和指导他的地方。
A place where he could get a realistic picture instead of an unrealistic picture.
在神的圣所，他可以看到事情的真相，而不是不真实的状况。
And I encourage that we need to do the same thing.
我呢也非常的激励我们要做同样的事情。
We need to take breaks from our busy schedule.
我们需要在我们的从我们的繁忙的生活当中解脱出来。
To get some rest.
休息。
Focus on God.
然后专注于神。
Worship God.
敬畏他。
And read God's word.
然后读他的话语。
And what happened when he did that?
当他这么做的时候呢，有什么事情发生呢
？Verse 17 says, "Then I understood their final destiny."
然后后面第十七讲到，他才明白，才明白他们的结局。
He looked at eternal things instead of temporal, so he changed his focus.
他不是在看眼前的，而是看长远的。然后这时候呢，他的这个焦虑的地方就发生了变化。
Let me show you a couple pictures of what can happen if we follow his example.
我给大家要看一看几个图片，来讲一讲我们如何能够遵循这样的一个原则。
We may look at this picture and say, "Oh my, what a nice skyline! Isn't that beautiful?"
你看这个照片的时候啊，这个多好的一个城市的一个摩天大楼的一个图片。
Well, what if we look at the whole picture?
如果我们看一看整个的这个图片。
Or we might look at this picture and say, "That's a lucky guy. Look at he's got a tent. He's reading a book. The sun is shining. That's wonderful."
看这个人过得多悠闲，读一本书在野营。
But what if we look at the whole picture?
然后我们看一下，让我们来看一看整个的这个图片。
You see what can happen is we can get so wrapped up in what's happening right now, we forget that it's only a very small part of our life.
然后呢，其实呢，我们生活就是这样，因为我们有的时候真的是专注于我们眼前所发生的事情，然后忘记了整个的这个生活。
We have all eternity to keep in view.
我们应该把我们的所有的永久作为我们的能够看见的这个态的生活。
So he said, "I looked at their eternal or their final destiny."
然后里面讲到说他看到他们的最终结局。
I'll think back for just a minute about the things he envied about the wicked people.
让我们来回去讲一讲他所嫉妒啊所羡慕的这些人所拥有的。
He envied their wealth, he envied their health, and he envied the fact that they didn't have problems.
然后他呢非常嫉妒他们的财富，嫉妒他们的健康，以及嫉妒他们的生活没有任何的困难。
How many of them are temporal or just going to last for a little while?
上面讲的这三项，有哪一项是暂时的，不是永恒的？
All of them, every one of them.
所有的这三项，它都是临时的，而不是长远。
And so we see that he understood their final destiny, and so he could have his pity party.
他现在呢，他那个了解了他们的这些所拥有的是暂时呢，他就不用再陷于这种自怜的这种状态。
He realized that even though it may look like they had a good life now, unless they repented and put their faith in God, they had a very bad eternal life coming.
他也明白，如果说他们现在拥有的是暂时的，如果他们不向主悔改，那他们最终的结果却是非常不美好的。
Then the third thing he did is he counted his blessings.
第三件事情呢，就是他来专注于列举他的祝福和赐福。
And the list is quite long. He said God was always with him.
他讲到主和他一直同在。
And actually, that was one of the names given to Jesus. He will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
这个是其实呢，这也就是主我们其中的一个名字，给主的名字叫 Emmanuel， 就是说主与我们同在的意思。
And the second thing is God held him by his right hand.
他又讲到那主来牵引我的手，引导我的手。
You know what my wife likes?
你知道我的太太最喜欢什么吗
？She likes it when I'll hold her hand and walk beside her.
她最喜欢我牵她的手。
Well, how many women like that? How many of you like that? Have your... oh, I forget we're in a Chinese church. But he said, just to have God near me and to have God holding my hand, what a blessing that is.
只是 有神来牵引我，来引导我，这是一个多么美好的祝福。
And there's a song, maybe you know it, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow and I know who holds my hand.
大家都非常熟悉这个诗歌，谁引导明天？很多事情我不明了，但是我知道谁指引明天，谁牵引我的手。
And it also tells us in verse 24 that God guided him with his counsel.
然后二十四节里讲到主与真真的教诲来引导我。
And God was going to take him to heaven.
主最后要带他去天国，去天堂。
And how long is heaven?
这个天堂是多长呢？
It's a long, long time because it's forever.
非常非常长的一个时间，这是永久，是永恒。
And he said that even though his heart and his flesh might fail, in verse 26, God was the strength of his heart.
在第二十六节里边讲到，尽管我身心，惧哀，上帝永远是我心中的力量。
And then he also made an interesting comment. He said that, God was also his portion.
然后第二十六节里边也讲到说，神永远属于我。
And it's forever.
是永远属于我。
Now portion.Really, portion really means to have an allotment or inheritance.
这个 portion 这个话这个词呢，在中文里面就是配给和这个inheritance 就是是所领受的。
But of course, Americans often think about when they go to the restaurant, how big is the portion?
对我们美国人来讲的话，去餐馆吃饭会想，我这个菜这一份有多大
？Suppose after church you went to a restaurant and you ordered a shrimp dinner, and this is what you got.
然后想一想，这是你去今天晚上吃饭，这是你点的这个虾的主菜，这是你得到的。
You say I paid $12 for one shrimp, one piece of asparagus, and one small potato.
有人说我花了12块钱呢，那就拿了一个虾，一个芦笋，还有半个土豆吧。
Would you ever go back?
你还会回去吗？
No, we want big portions. At least Americans do, and that's why they're so big. More than you can imagine,
啊，我们非常喜欢这很大的这个这算越多越好。
Well, there's a popular Christian song that says that God is more than all I want, more than all I need. You are more than enough for me.
然后另外一个诗歌就讲到说主是绝对对我来说足够了，比我想要的，比我所需的都多。
And then in verse 17 through 20, he basically compared himself to those who had it worse.
然后第十七到第二十节里边呢，还有第二十七节里边就是他开始和过得不比他的好的人来比较。
You know, I don't have any idea how many people I visited in the hospital, but it's been hundreds of people I visited in hospitals.
我不知道大家有没有去过医院。我自己亲身经历呢，已经到医院里边见过至少有100个病人了。
And I can't tell you how many people have told me, Steve, you know, I felt really sorry for myself until I walked down the hallway, and there are many people here who have it much worse than I have it.
我也不仅有多次，很多人跟我讲，他觉得自己很自怜，直到他们走进医院的时候，看到有比他们更痛苦的病人。
Now what's interesting for Asa was that he was looking at the same people again, he was just looking at them in a different way.
对亚萨来讲的话呢，非常有意思，是他还是在看同样一群人，只不过是从另外一个角度来观察他们。
Stephen Covey, in his book called The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, shows this picture.
Stephen Covey 呢讲到，就是说成功人的七个习惯里面的就是有这么一张插图。
How many of you see a beautiful lady there? How many of you see an ugly lady there? It's the same picture. How many of you see both?
I was so trying to figure this thing out. 你们通过这张图片的话，有多少人看见是一个非常非常年轻的一个女士，或者是同样一张画呢，也是能够看见非常老的一位女士。我正在看，没看出来。
How many of you are still trying to see both?
还有没有人都快要两个还都没有看出来？
The fancy word is called paradigm, and it's how you look at things.
这非常，术语来讲的话，这就是一个范式啊，是你是如何来看待事物的。
For me, if you're still trying, it helps to close one eye sometimes and like that.
如果你现在还没有看出来的话，你可能试闭上一只眼或者闭上另外一只眼，看一看能不能看出来。
So now, instead of seeing the beautiful lady, Asaph was seeing this ugly lady.
这亚述呢，这一回呢，他没有看到这些人的像一个漂亮的一个少女，而是看到他们是如何衰老，如何丑陋。
He says in verse 18 that they were the ones that were on slippery ground.
在第十八节里面讲到，他们才是在这个非常滑的地上。
Said that God would cast them down to ruin in verse 18.
里面讲到是呢，神会使他们落入毁灭当中。
Verse 19, he said they would suddenly be destroyed and completely swept away by terror.
第十九节讲他们顷刻间被毁灭，在恐怖中彻底灭亡。
Verse 20, God would despise them as fantasies.
讲到他们不过是人醒来后的一场梦。
Said since they're far away from God, they will perish. In verse 27.
第二七节讲到那些远离神的人必灭亡。
And in verse 27, he also says God will destroy all those who are unfaithful to him.
神也会必灭绝不忠于他的人。
So he went from seeing this beautiful situation of the wicked to seeing this ugly situation of the wicked, and it was the same people.
Yeah, 他就是从这个非常赐福的这个角度，从一个角度看他们的这个生活的平顺。在另外一个角度呢，就看到他们这生活的这个结果是什么样子，是完全是范式的一种改变。
So what changed Asa's poor me attitude?
是什么改变了这亚述这个我是可怜虫的这种态度呢
？Say it with me. First, he spent time with God.
我们一起来讲。第一呢，他是和神一起，他与神花时间。
Second, he changed his focus.
第二，他呢改变了他的这个焦距。
Third, he counted his blessings.
第三，他呢来数他的赐福。
And fourth, he compared himself with those who had it worse.
他第四呢，他和不比他好的人相比较。
Let me ask you a question.
让我来问你一个问题。
That sound like something that you can do?
这个是不是你也可以做呢？
How many of you think with God's help you could do that?
你们是不是那个曾经有神的启示是让你做这四件事情？
So if you took those notes and put it somewhere where you remember, so next time you're saying, poor me, you can get out and follow Aesop's steps. Aesop's steps. That's a hard one to say.
你可以把它写下来，然后放在一个什么地方，你下回感到自怜的时候可以拿来看一看。
We can go from this poor me attitude.
我们可以从这个自怜的这种状态
to a blessed me,
来一个我是被祝福的，我是幸福的心态。
And the last thing we want to look at is what resulted from this blessed me attitude.
我们来讲一讲这种我是幸运的这种结果是什么。
Verse 1, he said, God is good.
第一节讲到说上帝是美善的。
So I say, God is good, you say,
All the time. God is good.
You know a little song, God is so good, God is so good?
你知道这个有一首诗歌叫主是非常美善的，主是非常美善。
Let's sing it. God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, He's so good to me. Help me out in the fourth line.I don't know. God is still good even if we can't sing it, right? Then we see in verse 25, he desired nothing on earth but God.
第二十五节里讲到他说除神以外，在天上我还有谁？
He's saying you can have your money, you can have your cars, your houses, your easy lives, and your good health. Go ahead.
他的意思就是说，你可以有你的车，你有钱有房，然后有一个非常轻松的生活，也非常健康，那就随他去好了。
They're just temporary, but for me, just give me God, and I will be satisfied with eternal things.
当你看清那些都是一些虚无和短暂的时候呢，对他来讲的话。只要把神赐给他，我就非常满意。
Verse 28 also again talks about how good it was to be near God.
第二十八节呢讲到和神的近的距离是多么的美好。
He made the sovereign Lord his refuge.
他然后做神做他的避难所。
And he would tell others how good God is or was.
他也会宣讲对他人宣讲神所作为做一切作为神的美善。
So turn to someone right now and tell them how good God is, and be specific if you can.
然后我们还是互相讲一讲，然后神是多么的美好，尽量的讲的比较具体一些。
So many ways. How do we start? He loves me. I guess that's the great thing that I get to enjoy in this beautiful fall weather.
Yes, it's really beautiful. Changing all the colors. I think everything, even everything happened, and he still loves me.And he went through all this diagnosis, all these tests throughout 7 weeks. And it's only found out it's only an appendix issue. So it's very minor.
Appendix?
Yeah, yeah.
All that? Yeah. They could have just taken your appendix?
Okay, they're scheduled. Well, it's scheduled in November.
Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably one of the best. Yeah, they worry about Crohn's disease and others. My doctor was very relieved.
And you were too.
Me too, yeah.
Hey, what's the problem? You talked a lot more about poor me than you about God is good. We got a problem here.
刚才我们好像讲的没有像讨论我是可怜的时候这么热烈哈。
Attitude indicator. What way does the attitude indicator say your nose is pointing?
我们来回到我们一开始给大家看的这个插图，讲到这个高度还有水平仪， 那是什么方式能够告诉我们的飞行方向呢？
Are you saying poor me?
你是在说我很可怜吗？
That's where you're headed.
那你肯定是向地面飞行。
Are you saying bless me?
你是说哎呀我好幸运啊。
Then you're headed in a good direction.
那你肯定是向上飞行。
You're saying for me, is it time to call self-pity what it really is? A bad attitude?
其实呢我们这个自怜的这种心态呢其实就是一种非常不好的一个态度。
Is it time to get serious about having the victory over it?
我们是不是应该是时候来考虑如何克服它战胜这种心态。
Well, one of the biggest keys to changing this attitude is to count our blessings instead of our problems.
这个很重要的一点就是我们一定要看到神给我们的祝福而不是看到我们所经历的痛苦和问题。
God wants us to be thankful people.
主希望我们是有感恩的做感恩的人。
And I've told you before that I have a book at home where every night I write down things that I'm thankful for. Nancy does the same in her book.
我在家里面有一个这个笔记本我会每一天都写下我所感恩的事情太太也是如此做的。
And I'd like to challenge you to get in the habit of doing the same thing yourself.
我呢现在就给你一个挑战希望你也能够做这样的事情。
In your bulletin, you'll find a sheet like this.
在你的小册子里面呢你我们有一张那个表格。
I used this 2 years ago and I want to use it again.
我两年前的时候呢用过这一张纸现在呢我还要把它又拿出来重新启用。
November starts on Saturday. It's hard to believe, it starts Saturday.
我们下个星期六11月份就开始了。
You'll see that there's 30 numbers there which stands for each day of November.
然后这个上面一共有30栏哈就是表示每一天从1号到30号。
And each day I would like you to write down something that you are thankful for, count your blessings.
我希望你每天能够写一下你的祝福。
I should say at least one thing.
应该说至少有一件事情。
And if you have a family, I would like you to do this as a family project.
如果说你们有自己的家庭呢把这作为一种家庭的项目来一起做。
There are more copies on the table in the entryway, so you can take one for each person in your family. If we need more, we'll run some more off.
在外面的桌子上呢还有很多复印件你们可以为家里边每一个人都来取一张。如果我们需要更多的话呢我们会印更多。
And we will give you some opportunities as well to share those during the month of November.
我们在十月份的时候呢也会给大家机会同我们的弟兄姐妹们分享你自己所感受的这些赐福的事情或感恩的事情。
So Saturday is the day to start.
星期六呢就是我们的开始的第一天。
Put it somewhere where you won't forget it, where you'll see it every day.
你要把它放在家里面的地方一个非常显眼的地方所以你不会把它忘了。
Remind each other.
互相提醒。
And see if it doesn't make a difference.
看一看做这样的事情会不会把你生活有一个新的调整。
So if you take the red hymn book and turn to number 310, we're going to count our blessing this morning according to the song.
让我们来一起翻到红色诗歌本第310首，来一起来隶属我们的祝福。